Our subject and topic for today is going to be taken from the book of Daniel. We're going to look at a little portion here of the life of Daniel, and it's going to be on the topic of self-control. I see in Daniel here an example of self-control that perhaps we can learn from and take for our daily inspiration today. And it's recorded here in chapter 1 of the book of Daniel, the story of the king who had just conquered the land of Judah, land of Israel there, the king of Judah, and brought them to his place there, along with a number of the children of Israel, those who were of the king's descendants and of the nobility. It says in verse 4, Daniel 1, verse 4, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. These were this was the qualifications for young men that the king had instructed to be brought to his place there to serve him, that they might learn and be of service there. And Daniel and several of his friends were among that number. And it says in verse 5, and the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. And it gives their names there in verse 6, Daniel and his three friends, who were then renamed, given Chaldean names. And the key phrase here that really stood out to me is in verse 8. So here the king had given direction for a three-year program for them to learn the language, the culture, the literature, the books, to learn the history of the Chaldeans and to be able to serve the king well. So there was a substantial investment here on the king's part to invest into the lives of these young men. He saw potential there, and so he was willing to invest 3 years of instruction, tutoring, food, special food, and all that. But he saw the potential there. And we could easily see that they would have felt pressured to go along with this. They were a foreign country now. You know, when you're in Rome, do like the Romans, the saying goes. Well, it says in verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. So what really stood out to me here is Daniel purposed in his heart. That's where self-control comes in. That's the picture of self-control, when we purpose in our heart that of a discipline that we will take upon ourselves to either break a bad habit or to form a good habit, something that we purpose in our heart and with steadfast purpose. And it says, now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear My lord the king, who has appointed your food and drink, for why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. Obviously, the eunuch feared the king, and he was afraid to not put Daniel on this program and the diet, the special diet, for fear that they would look worse and the king would be angry and off his head would go. So Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over them there, just kind of skipping through some of these long names, he said, please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men to eat the portion of the king's foods there, and as you see fit, so deal with your servants. So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. At the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who had eaten the king's food, or the king's special food there. And so the steward then was willing to continue on this on the diet that they had requested. And God blessed them for that. God blessed them for their faithfulness, for their self-control. It would have been very easy for them to just slide into the routine there, just slide into whatever was presented there and indulge themselves with this rich food that the king was offering them. It says in verse 17, as for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. I doubt that they mentioned to the king of the special food. This was probably the a secret between the young men and those who served them, the eunuch and those under him. Perhaps they did tell the king, I don't think it says, but the king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found, like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they served before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding, about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm. Thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus. So it's just amazing to me that they were able to excel above the magicians that he had with wisdom 10 times better, it says. That's quite a difference, a remarkable difference. And of course, this was due to the blessing of God more than the food. But obviously, their self-control was a part of this, restraining their appetites and eating foods that God had provided. And what was directed in the law of Moses for them to eat. This was God's will for them, and they submitted to that. They were faithful in that, and I just appreciate this example and the testimony that they have there. It's given here that says Daniel purposed in his heart. And it doesn't say that, the others had purposed, but it says Daniel purposed and his influence carried over and into his friends' lives as well. So
we can see that someone with self-control who's willing to discipline his body, like Paul said, I buffet my body daily, if we can discipline our bodies and not allow our natural appetites to control us, but to control them by self-control, there's a blessing for that, and it can have influence on others as well, and we don't have to go alone. Just like Daniel, the battle would have been much harder had he been in this by himself, but because of his steadfast faithfulness and his determination to be faithful, his friends followed along, and they were able to be blessed. They were blessed. They were able to be a tremendous blessing to the king whom they served there. I hope that can encourage us today, and may the Lord bless you.